Hello, TV writers. Just a quick word before we start to let you know my online course, How to Write a Sitcom, is on sale for only $29. That's less than a week's worth of lattes. And so many of you have expressed interest that I'm keeping this sale going until I come back from my hiatus in October. In this class, I take you through the steps I've been teaching at university for years. You'll have videos and worksheets that'll guide you in organizing your ideas. And you'll have as long as you need to work through this class. It's completely self-paced. Sign up now by clicking on the links in my show notes or by heading to my Thinkific website, writetv.thinkific.com or writingtv.info. And now, an episode of our podcast. You know, to me, the most exciting art form in the world is the one that's in front of us every day, and that's television. Have you ever watched an episode of TV and thought to yourself, I can do better than that? Or, you know, my ideas are just as good. Or I would really like to write an episode of television or create my own TV show, but I don't know how to do it. Maybe you're a novelist or you're a poet or you're a screenwriter who's never written any television and you're just curious about the form. Or maybe you're just a viewer who is interested in what goes into the writing of TV and would like to learn more. If you're any of those things, then my goal in this podcast is to give you the tools that you need to learn how to write original television content. Welcome to How to Write TV. Welcome to How to Write TV, which is a podcast that I'm starting, because doesn't everybody have a podcast? And the goal of this podcast is to give you the tools that you need to create your own television content. And by create, I mean write. This is a podcast about TV writing. And I am your host, Tom Bray, or I guess I should say Professor Tom Bray, because that's what I am now. And I want to tell you in this kind of preview episode just a little bit about me, about why I started this podcast, and what my journey in television land is all about. So let's start there. My journey in television land began as a viewer. I mean, let's be honest. When I was a kid, I watched a lot of TV. I mean, nowadays you'd be worried about me. I watch so much TV. But I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you were born within 10 years of the creation of the novel as an art form. I mean, just think about that. I think the novel is, 400 years old, something like that. Imagine if you were born within the first 10 years of the first novels being written. Well, that's me. I was born around the decade mark of the invention of TV as an art form, with these scripts being written within those years. I was born in 1954, and TV really didn't come of age till about 56, somewhere in there. So I'm a real TV baby. I mean, by the time I really remember what I started watching in the early 60s, I mean, TV was pretty brand spanking new. So I was raised on this content. I've seen how it's changed and I've seen how it has remained the same. And I just have to tell you that being raised watching TV as my entertainment deeply influenced me in my life as to what I like to escape to in fantasy. I mean, I loved high concept hour shows like, you know, Outer Limits and Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock and Star Trek. And it, you know, influenced my choice of careers, definitely. So, you know, the next step for me in TV land was becoming an actor and stepping in front of the camera to do television work. And my journey in TV began in the late 1970s when I was cast in a TV show called Breaking Away, which was based on the film of the same name for 20th Century Fox. And I just had to pinch myself that I was now in front of a camera and I was shooting a TV series and would go on to shoot a bunch of TV, like, you know, Murder, She Wrote and The Love Boat and Lou Grant and Riptide. And I was working on the same TV lots like Universal and Paramount, where when I was a kid, I would watch the TV shows that came out of those lots. And here I was walking around Warner Brothers. I had to pinch myself. I was walking around these lots, and I was one of those guys that was on a TV that somebody was watching. It was just so darn exciting. And in about 1989, I realized that it wasn't enough for me. I wanted to go deeper into TV and into the creation of it. I mean, I was very fulfilled as an actor, but there was something about the writing of it that really intrigued me. I was a writer to begin with. I had written some plays and won some awards for playwriting, and I just really wanted to create television. And so I made the transition in about 1989, where I started writing for sitcoms. And the first was Designing Women. And I went on to write for Evening Shade. And then I kind of switched hours later on in my career towards the end. And I was writing a high concept show called Now and Again for CBS. And I also wrote Nash Bridges, which was this kind of exciting cartoonish, you know, caper, a cop show with Don Johnson. It was fun. But then 9/11 came along, and I was commuting from Portland, Oregon to Hollywood to write this stuff. And it became very, very difficult for me to commute quickly up and down from Portland to L.A. It just, after 9/11, flying was such a difficult task. I mean, you know what it is today. You can imagine right after 9/11 what it was like, if you don't remember. And so I decided that it was time for me to step out and to stay home in Portland. And, you know, what was I going to do? Well, I knew what I was going to do. And the reason I knew what I was going to do was because in the 90s, when I was writing at Paramount on a show called Fired Up, I watched an episode of 60 Minutes with a guy named Robert Thompson, who is a professor out of Syracuse, New York, and he started a television studies program, a TV studies program. Now, you know what a film studies program is because every community college in the world has film studies. You've probably taken a film studies class if you're of a certain age. But, you know, I want to remind you that before the 1960s, nobody thought of studying film. It was just a commodity that you threw away after you watched it. But, you know, in the 1960s, this movement happened where it was like, no, this stuff is interesting. It's worth studying and preserving. And Bob felt the same way about TV. And Bob has a PhD in English literature, and he applied those, you know, concepts of academic study to television. And it was revolutionary. And I, like I said, I watched 60 Minutes one night in the 90s, and there was a interview with him, and it was like, would you believe this man teaches television? You know, like, it was shocking, the whole idea. But it kind of was shocking, because although we knew about film studies, nobody ever thought about, you know, watching TV. TV was supposed to be just junk that you kept your kids away, except me, of course, because I watched a ton of it. So that was really exciting to me. And the next day, I remember being in my office at Paramount and trying to find Bob Thompson, because it was harder in those days. And I had to actually track him down by phone. And when I got him on the phone, I said, you know, you don't know who I am, but someday I want to do what you do. This is really exciting to me. And he said, well, okay, I would be happy to help you. When the time comes, give me a call. So here we are, 9/11, post-9/11. I'm done in writing and commuting. It's time for me to do my next thing, which is going to be figure out how to teach TV studies from the point of view of the writing. Because I've always was one, even when I was writing, I was always one that was fascinated by the structure of the written word and the structure of the TV scripts that we were writing. I was always one to question that and to learn from that And there was no, you know, there weren't any books that told you how to do this. It was you kind of learned on the job. You were taught by showrunners. I learned a lot by working on shows and by reading. You know, the first thing we'd do when we started a new show was to, everybody had a script library that was, you know, paper scripts that you had, you know, sitting in your basement. And we would trade and photocopy them. You know, I can remember the photocopy machines working overtime the first week of any show I worked on because it would be like, well, what do you got? Well, I got a Rockford Files pilot. Well, I got a Star Trek pilot. And we would trade because assembling a library of scripts was extraordinarily important as a writer in those days. And it still is, but it's easier now because you have PDFs. So anyway, I had always been interested in what makes a TV episode? How do you write one? And so I called up another friend of mine, a guy named Jeff Sweeney, who is the chairman of a communications department at a local university here near Portland, Oregon. And I told him my idea that I wanted to teach TV studies from the point of view of writing. And he helped me get hired at this university where I taught a wheel of classes on exactly that. And students seemed to really be interested in it because there was nothing like that being done outside of perhaps the trade schools like NYU or UCLA or USC film schools and Bob in Syracuse, New York. So I kind of was it. So I had to figure out, I had to distill in my mind how to teach how to write a script in like a 10-week class. And so that's when I began thinking of the structures and the methodology, and by a lot of trial and error with my students, came to a method of teaching. And I've been doing that for, it's almost 15 years, I'm sure. And as I get closer to retiring from a classroom, because, you know, I went from being the fool in front of a TV camera to the fool behind a TV camera to the fool that sits in a classroom and pretends like he knows what he's doing. So now here I am, Professor Bray, which is ridiculous enough to me, considering that, you know, once I was running around in front of a camera with costumes on. But, you know, as I get to the age of retirement where I'm going to be stepping out of a classroom and not doing this, you know, all the time, I still want my content to be able to help people who are interested in writing TV. And so that's the purpose behind this podcast, to give you some information. I also envision doing some teachable classes on teachable.com, which will allow you to go in more depth if you're interested in the topic. And then some e-books and some e-checklists and some e-punch lists and some e-cheat sheets. And by the way, with that in mind, I've started a mailing list to keep in touch with you. And if you'd like to get my free e-book, listen to me, I sound like a late night huckster here. But if you want to get this free e-booklet that I put together about an overview of the 6-beat structure that I use in teaching how to write a TV script, then all you have to do is go over to this website, writetv.info, write, like writing, W-R-I-T-E, tv.info. You give your email address, it automatically sends you the e-booklet once you confirm your subscription to my mailing list. And it's through ConvertKit, which is reputable, and we're not going to spam you or any of that. You can unsubscribe at any time if you're no longer interested. But I think if you're interested in writing TV, I think you'll find this booklet helpful. It's the concepts that I teach in my class. And now to close on this kind of little prequel here, let me share with you how I envision doing these podcasts. So I'm going to operate as if this is kind of a lecture classroom, like you're in one of my classes at university. And so each week that I do a podcast, I'll do it on a topic. And I'll do a little lecture, and then I'll give you some homework. And I envision that being every other week or so. Now, on the in-between weeks, I will do a podcast that will be kind of a virtual writing party. And in that writing party, you can practice the homework that I gave you the previous week based on the lecture. So let me give you an example. So let's say in the first lecture in week one, I do a lecture on the six beat structure and I give you some homework. Then in week two, we'll have like a virtual writing party podcast where you will come and I will give you some prompts and you can work that problem. You can work that process of the six beat structure. And then week three, we'll move on to another topic, et cetera, rinse and repeat. And I think that'll be fun and we'll see if it works. And with that in mind, let me give you your first bit of homework. Here's what I want you to do. For next time, I want you to write down your favorite kinds of television shows. What kind of TV do you like to watch? So do you like high concept, you know, like Star Trek type stuff, Buffy the Vampire, you know, stuff with genies or vampires or guys with pointy ears or any of that? Or do you like, you know, you like cop shows? Do you like dramatic, you know, action shows like Breaking Bad? Do you like sitcoms, you know, Always Sunny? What do you like? Write it down. And then part two of that is, what kind of show would you like to write if you could? If Netflix came to you tomorrow and said, what do you got for me? What is it that you'd like to write? And then I'll see you next time and we will take that information and we'll do something with it. But until then, I want to leave you with one of my favorite quotes. It's from an Oregon poet named William Stafford. And Stafford said, I never get writer's block because when I do, I lower my standards and keep writing. So I want you to remember that. Don't let fear or, you know, self-doubt keep you from writing. Just lower your standards and keep going. Get it down. So until next time, thanks for listening. This is Tom Bray, or should I say Professor Bray? Nah, let's just say Tom. This is Tom saying, thanks for listening. Remember to keep writing and be alive instead of perfect.